there. What are we sleeping at this studio for? Then Crosby is coming back on the air tonight. Just when do we have to clean up the studio for him? With them baggy pants, he sleeps his own studio. What's the matter with you? Ain't you heard? Things are going to be different this year. He bought a belt. I'll probably drive too.
Will you?
Huh?
Who was that?
Your brother, Everett?
No, that's a moose.
He followed me down from Canada.
Steady now, boy. Hold on.
There you are. Hold on. A moose, eh? Where's Everett?
He's outside, stopped on the fender of my car.
Hey, Ben, you made it just in time.
What?
I live and breathe. Here's my guitar player, Terry Bodkin. What are you doing over that night? What am I doing over here? Terry Big Bottle.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Vacation, here's Soko's last rose of summer and the first pumpkin of October, Bing Crosby.
What's with that, you Ken? On Halloween, remind me to make some faces at you. You're looking good, though. You look very sharp. You have a nice summer?
Yep.
You have a Lake Tahoe?
Nope.
Down to Laguna Beach, sir?
Nope.
Just stayed home?
Yep.
Had nice rest?
Yep.
No work?
Nope.
Well, you've used up all the yups and nopes, and Gary Cooper comes anywhere and anything to say.
Sorry about that,
Bill.
Well, I understand you had a great time hunting up in
Canada.
Did you
get
anything?
Get anything? Are you kidding?
I'm
asking. Canada's wind broken running from me and my gun. I've got a great big giant buck moose. I brought him all the way down from Canada. There he is, standing right over there in the corner.
But he's still alive. Why didn't you shoot him in Canada?
Well, I was a guest up there. I didn't want to make a lot of noise.
Oh, good. Yeah.
But I'll do away with him down here where people know that I'm a tomboy. Then I guess it's time to sing the opening number. It's a song called My Heart is a Hobo, and it's from a new Paramount picture, Welcome Strangers.
Peggy, you're looking just as bright as a bamboo shoot box. What are you going to send for this October coming out soiree?
It takes a long, long time with a red caboose to clear my blues away.
No, it's bad all over the country, isn't it?
Well, I joined John Scott in the Thunder.
I went out to the deep old boat for me to travel to. He told me he'd be honored by the sun, and I don't care who.
You're singing better and better every year. At least I could say the same for myself.
Barbara, you have no idea how thrilled I am.
That was just a little compliment. I'm full of it. I mean full of it.
Oh, what I really meant, Ben, is that I'm thrilled that Joe Cooper's going to be on the program tonight. You know, I just love this tall, lean man.
Think you hold still for a little medium round job?
Not with a tall, lean one available.
Well, I think it'd be better if you met Joe later. He's such a very smile, so the fellow doesn't talk very much. As a matter of fact, he's pretty bashful.
You want me to leave, Ben?
No, let's go and hide behind the moose. Keep loves animals, and that'll put you in the solid room. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please turn up the speakers of your radio just a little, because here comes a low-voiced gentleman, the pride of Helena, Montana, Joe Cooper.
Hi, Ben. It's sure always great to be around the opening program. First off, I want to wish you the best of luck for the new season. I know you're going to do a great job. And we're going to be able to represent Harlow. It's only any time there, and I'm always waiting. I'll come on.
Well, Cooper!
I got more. I want to tell you that I'm trying to figure out when I've been the first guest. You're looking great. How are you feeling?
Well, that's
great.
Hey, great to go. It's been beautiful up there.
A lot of fishing. It's always just fun. You're so doggone. I wish I'd been with you.
Well, Keith, this really knocks me out. I've known you for 20 years. I never heard you say that much in the entire 20 years.
Yeah.
You've always been the kind of fellow who says two or three words and chops it up as a conversation, and now all of a sudden you boss them out.
This morning I heard my barber right out of the shop with McCall.
This is really remarkable, Soup. Is the word getting around Hollywood that she's talking your silence?
Well, Lee McCall just signed me up. I'm going to make a talking picture.
Talking?
Well, I don't
little journeys you've been making. I can't believe that you're standing here popping off like this.
I ain't heard nothing yet. Say, do you want to hear me recite the preamble of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence? Or how about Washington's farewell address to his troops?
Okay, let's hear that.
All right. Washington's farewell address to his troops. Go on, men.
Stuff,
I hear some more, sir. Well, this talking is new to me. I got to take a breather.
Well, I tell you, why don't you go and sit down, sir? You know everybody here, don't you? There's Ken Carpenter standing behind the piano. That's Peggy Lee standing behind the moose. And that's John Scott Carter standing behind the Scott Carter.
Well, I'll see you later, Ben.
Okay, Gabby. You know, folks, a lot of great tunes come out this summer while I was dogging it up in the hills. And I got to burn because I blew them, and I decided to do a medley of three of the big ones on my first shot this season. Down if you're ready with the down beat.
Come to my
Nice, pretty thing.
Thanks, Coop. By the way, how are you doing on your new picture with McCary over there? Is it another Western?
Nope, it's an Eastern.
An Eastern, huh?
Yeah, I think so soon you put a necktie on me, and I stood in one spot for 4 hours. I thought I was tied up.
Well, I don't blame you tossing a necktie around you without the warning like that. You're doing a dress-up picture, huh? Aren't you going to make them all Western?
Maybe not, Ben, unless you can help me out.
What do you want me to do? You know your necktie off?
No. No, I mean that. You see, Ben, in the old days, you could make a good Western with just a cowboy, a horse, and a girl, and a couple of bow legs. Preferably one of the cowboys.
Well, I got just the legs you're looking for, too.
Well, I got the legs. I need you for singing. A Western nowadays is more rhythm than ranching.
Sure, right. I saw a Western the other day, and a rancher was pitching hay with a pruning fork.
You know, I saw that picture.
Did you?
Yeah, but the guy wasn't pitching hay.
Well, he's pitching something or other. I don't know what it was. You're right, though, Jerry. Westerns nowadays are nothing but hoof beats set to music.
Yeah, well, there's more cowboys and musicians in them than you
think. You know, when a chef leaves a posse, he don't wear a picture anymore. He wears a baton.
Yeah, you know, in my last picture, my horse rooted in the watering trough and kept through it, tried to sign him up for Rippling River.
Well, no! You're so right. You know, the downbeat has replaced his robot catalog on ranchers' farm line.
See, when a rancher brags about his longhorns, it means he's trombone player.
Sure does. I'll tell you what, let you and Gene Fegley try one of these new fangled westerns right now. The scene opens with High Pocket Scooper and Creep Along Cause. They're riding through the sagebrush on the outskirts of Tuscarora, Nevada. Oh, give me a mansion where we don't do no ranching, where the DJ and the tender feet play. How they love to play. Well, seldom you hear someone roping a kiss. Half the dance floor is crowded all day.
It's okay.
Mansion on the range, where the bunkhouse is lined with guitars. Hey, the place, thank you. Thank you. With two tracks, Russ and Levi's from Sack, and the cowboys are all movie stars. With Jason Brown, the cowboys are all movie stars.
Well, it sure feels great to be back in the saddle again.
Sure does. Thanks. What's that you got rigged up on your horse's neck? A windshield?
Nope, the music rack.
Well, I ought to be riding
the
moose. He's got a built-in music rack,
doesn't he? Hey, you better get him as hard
as
the moose listens
to you. Oh, I love these wide-open spaces. Just smell that air.
That air what?
That air's just perfect. Look at him. Look over yonder.
Over which yonder?
Over yonder, yonder. What is that?
Why, it's a girl.
How do you know it's a girl?
Because I feed one once in Bug City.
You sure got a good memory, Pod.
Have you never seen a girl before?
Oh, sure I have. My ma was a girl. It wasn't my pa, I know.
Well, it must have been your ma. I know your pa.
Say that girl. Hey, look at here. I thought
I
said girl coming toward us. How do you talk to a
girl? Well, I guess you talk to a girl like any silly. Just say, be in order. Pedal. What's the idea?
I ride side saddle.
Side saddle, huh? Side saddle, too. Your hair is born the size blue.
We both like to play a few.
Side saddle, too.
Yes, sir. Well, I
to be right over with you, ma'am.
No, you go on ahead, and I'll join you. I just did my wash, and I got to hang it up to dry.
Ah, when a boomer is on the stage.
On the prairie, and a boomer's on the
you had some laundry to hang out. How come you got here to clean?
Well, I got them quick drying broomers.
Oh, Ron Atkinson, quick drying broomers.
Hey, Master Connors, is that so? It's the Connors.
What the Connors?
The big Chinook from the north. We gotta catch it.
What can a handful of cowpokes do about a Chinook when them starts coming straight down and nothing nobody can do?
Oh, yes, there is, stranger. That's how it is. Why? Well, Connors, this ranch is full of gopher holes. When that wind comes blowing down the canyon across them holes, it plays the prairie like a piccolo.
That's what I call a compliment.
What time does the big wind play when it rips across them gopher holes?
Well, Rancher Grande.
Well, Rancher Grande, well, we're in luck. That's the best thing my partner Low Nose Cooper does.
Yep. Yeah, let's hit it. Here comes the wind. Let's hit it.
I got to run out down there. I've read a buffalo wander.
Yahoo!
Quality the world over.